Well, two athletes who compete on their own merits will participate in the men's decathlon and the women's heptathlon as track and field starts. The decathlon is 10 events, the heptathlon 7, running, jumping, throwing. The decathlon's roots stretch back to ancient Greece, and today it's dominated by American Ashton Eaton. Here he is at the 2015 World Championships in the 400 meters.
Oh my word, 45 dead. It's a personal best for Ashton Eaton.
And 45-10, that run helped Eaton set a world record for decathlon points. He's the overwhelming favorite to win in Rio, just as he did in London. But he's just half our story.
Nice run in the opening event of the heptathlon for Breann Tyson-Eaton, who has to be happy.
Breann Tyson-Eaton, she finished second in the World Championships last year. She might win gold as well. Oh, and yeah, Ashton is married to her. David Willey is editor-in-chief at Runner's World. David, start with Ashton Eaton. How good is he?
Well, the world's greatest athlete, right? Which is what the decathlete champion has been known as for a long, long time. And he is the world record holder. He is the defending Olympic champion. And he's won four consecutive world championships since the London Games. So he'd be the first to tell you that he's not a guarantee to win the gold medal, but he is far and away the leading favorite.
Well, to put into perspective how good he is, you can think of then Bruce Jenner. Now, of course, she is Caitlyn Jenner, but just that great an athlete. Why isn't he better known, though, the way Bruce Jenner was?
Well, that's a great question. I think the world just has gotten more complicated since, you know, the 70s when Bruce Jenner was competing, you know, and track and field certainly is still a popular sport, but other sports have become so much more popular worldwide.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to imagine even somebody being on the box of Wheaties as Bruce Jenner was after he won the gold, even really registering that much in our culture
right
today. So I think that's as much of a reason as anything. But believe me, Ashton Eaton is every bit superlative an athlete as Bruce Jenner was in his day.
Well, and then there's his wife, Breann. They met at the University of Oregon, where there is obviously something in the water that grows runners. but she's from Canada, so she competes for Canada, has never won an Olympic medal. Can she, you know, is she really a contender in the heptathlon in Rio?
She absolutely is. She's on the rise. She didn't have a great London Olympics. She finished 10th, but since then she's done very well in the World Championships and recently won first place in the most recent indoor World Championships, where Ashton did as well, quite the power couple. And the defending Olympic champ is Britain's Jessica Ennis-Hill, a superb athlete, but she's had a bit of an injury-plagued season. She's already said that these will be her last Olympics. So it feels like she might be a little bit on the downside of her career. Another factor is going to be, at the past two Olympics, a Russian named Tatiana Chernova won bronze in both 2012 and 2008. She, of course, has been banned from these Olympics in Rio, like the entire Russian track and field team, with one exception, a long jumper.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's another key competitor that will not be in the picture for Breann, and she's got a real shot.
Well, you mentioned that Breann and her husband Ashton are a power couple, but they put their power, you know, their power isn't in Hollywood. They put it into humanitarian work. In their spare time, they like to go to Kenya and help villages get water. Maybe one of the reasons that, you know, they're not household names. But just tell us, how do we watch, you know, how do we watch these events?
Oh, it's fascinating to watch. And it's a little harder to get this on television, but I was actually at the Olympic track and field trials in Eugene, and I watched the decathlon. And it's fascinating because it's a two-day event, right? So it's broken up over a couple of days. It's incredibly grueling. They have to not only excel in the individual disciplines themselves, but they have to be able to put it together over such a long period of time. And there's a real brotherhood, and in the sense of the heptathlon, a sisterhood. These athletes, because they're not competing against each other, they're really competing against the historical standards. They're trying to accumulate as many points as they can. So you see them really rooting for each other and an incredible sense of togetherness, even after the competitions are over.
Mm.
But what you do want to look for, especially with Ashton and Breann, they both excel in the running events. So you're going to see them try and build as much of a lead as they can in those running events and then try to sort of hang on in the throwing events, you know, throwing the discus, throwing the shot put. There are other athletes that excel in those other events. They tend to be bigger, you know, bulkier, mm-hmm. bigger in the shoulders, but they cannot keep up with these athletes on the track, especially in the long distance events that finish up. The 1500 meters is what the men's decathlon always ends with, and it's it's so grueling because they're so exhausted. Ashton will dominate that event and probably at that point be running away with the decathlon again.
Well, we'll be watching. David Willey, editor-in-chief at Runner's World, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.